everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur. Thank you for joining me today on the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. So today I want to jump into a topic that people really don't talk about a lot in business. That topic, the big O. Organization, guys, it's organization. In business, it's critical that you are organized. If you are not, it's really easy for things to become overwhelming as business picks up and as you get deeper and deeper into the day-to-day grind of running your business. Those of you that have been keeping up with me may remember that one of the things that I enjoy doing when I'm not doing this business is making movies. Specifically, I like to work as a producer on different film and TV projects. And when I'm working on those types of projects, one of the things I usually create is called a production Bible. Now, the production Bible is basically a collection of all the information that has to do with the production. It contains everything: the scripts, breakdowns, schedules, budgets, crew needs, contact information for hired crew, and the talent that we're working on attaching to the projects. Names, address, and pictures for the locations that we're considering for the film, as well as those that we've secured for the project. It contains the actual agreements that we have with the cast, crew, vendors, locations, prop houses, equipment rental houses. You get the idea. It's the go-to collection of information for any and everything that we need for the production. And the whole point of it is to have everything in one place so that whenever there's a question about anything related to the production, it's easy to grab the book or the collection of information and find what's needed. And oftentimes, what will happen is that a select group of people will have access to the production Bible or parts of it so that they don't always have to go to the producer to get the questions about the production that they need. So they don't have to go to the producer to get all their questions answered. And the same thing should hold true for your business. When you're first starting out, you're likely going to be the main person in charge of everything, which means that you're going to be wearing a ton of different hats. But as your business grows, you want to be able to take some of those hats off and pass certain tasks and responsibilities on to others. And the best way for you to be able to do that is for you to have documentation of what you're doing and how you're doing it so that those people can take over whatever you have been doing while still ensuring that those things still get done the way that you were doing them and the way that you want them done. So that is the whole point of the production Bible, if you will, for business, and just making sure that you have the big O for your business just right. So today what I want to do is to get you started thinking about the big O for your business. And we're going to borrow the concept of the production Bible and apply it to business. And what I want to do is to give you an idea of some of the information that you should include in your business Bible to help make sure your business is organized. Now, one of the key areas, one of the first things that you're going to want to have as part of your business Bible is a section on the operations of your business. And in the operations section, you might want to include things like your federal employee ID number, your copies of your filed business registration, your business license. If applicable, you might want to include any other licenses and permits that you have for your business. And this is also a section where you want to include any sort of legal documents that you have for your business, like leases and loans. And for those of you who are forming corporations, you're going to want to also have all of the required documents that are part of your corporate binder included in this section of your business's Bible. All right. Let's see, moving on. So like another section that you might want to have in your business Bible is for your business model canvas, or if you've done a full out business plan, you would want to keep that in your business Bible as well. Third is a critical section, and that would be on your business logistics. Now under the business logistics section, there's going to be several areas that you're going to want to include information on. And one of the first areas has to do with your login credentials for anything that you may be doing online, or if you have offline services that require certain passwords, passcodes, email addresses, secret words, etc. You want to include all of that information in there as well. And you just want everything all in one place, because We all know what a beast it is to try to remember a bunch of different usernames and passwords. You just don't want to have to deal with that when you're trying to run your business. It's an unnecessary headache. The next type of information that you want to keep in the overall section for running your business has to do with your contractors, vendors, and third-party service providers. Now, I want to take a second to kind of differentiate between these because they're closely related. But for our purposes, we're going to consider contractors, people, or companies that you hire to do work for your business who are not employees. And then we're going to consider your vendors or suppliers. Those are going to be people or companies who you buy goods or services from. And then your third-party service providers are people or companies that you use to keep your business running. So with that in mind, in a section focused on running your business, you'd want contractors that help you to run your business, vendors or suppliers that you utilize to run your business, companies or services like your printing company for printed marketing materials, or your stock video and stock photography providers would go in that section. And then under your third-party service providers, that is where you want to keep information for your email marketing, website hosting, and if you're not doing it yourself, your website management company. You would want to keep information for your bookkeeper or your accountant in that section if you're hiring someone to do that for you. Or if you're using a service to help you manage the bookkeeping and accounting, then you would want to include the information for that in this section as well. And then you're going to have another section that contains all the same type of information that I just mentioned. However, in that section, you want to focus on the contractors that you are using to help you to produce the products or services that you sell for your business. In that section, you may also want to include any sorts of licenses that you have purchased to produce the products or services. You would also want to include information for materials that you have acquired licenses for. In both sections, you would want to make sure that you include the source that you got the license content from, the actual license information, the name of whatever it is that you purchased or acquired, or the file name for it, as well as the type of media it is. Is it music? Is it a picture? Is it video? Is it a graphic? These are all types of things that you could license from someone else, either by purchasing it or by using a site that offers content under a Creative Commons license, for which, you know, creators allow others to use it for free. But either way, you always want to be able to track your licenses to those types of materials back to where you got it from and the associated license permissions. So if you ever have a question about whether you are permitted to use the media, you have the license information available and you know that you are on the right side of the law with the things that you are using for your business to create your products or services. The next section in your business Bible would focus on the actual products that you're selling. If you're a product-based business, you would want to include an inventory list too, because it's easy to keep track of the products that you're offering when you're a smaller business with a small catalog of products. However, once your business grows or if you decide to sell a larger catalog of products, keeping track of inventory can get really difficult. So it's really good to get in the habit of having that inventory list available. Now, for those of you who have a service business, you still want to have a list, but your list, of course, will be of your services, the services that you offer. And that's just simply so you can stay focused on your core services and not be tempted to create additional services just because a client asks for them. It's really easy to do that, to want to just appease a client or go ahead and do a certain service so you can, you know, earn the revenue, but that's really not always the best business move. And so unless your business model is all about you being an a la carte type of company, then having that list of services will help you to just stay focused on what you really want to be offering to your clients and customers. Now, one of the largest sections in your business Bible should be your marketing section. If you have a business plan included in your business Bible, that business plan should already include your marketing plan. However, if you have included only a business model canvas, then you're going to want to include a section that has detailed information on how you plan to market your business. And really, even for those of you who do have a marketing plan in place as part of your business plan, it's really likely that that marketing plan is not as detailed as you may need it to be for the purposes of really tracking your marketing. And you'll either A, need to go back and amend that marketing plan to include some additional details so that you can know exactly what you're doing for your marketing, or B, that you go ahead and create a separate section for marketing within your business Bible to have more specifics included in there. Now, the question is, what goes in the overall section? Basically, you want to include, like I said, your overall marketing plan. You know, think about, what are your big ideas? What are the strategies that you plan to use? What are the tactics you plan to use? If you're planning on using special offers or coupon codes and special promotions, then you're going to want to have information about those in your marketing section, which means that you're going to want to have specifics about whatever the product or service is, plus the offer, plus the code, plus the different placements where you're putting each of those. It's really important. If you're doing content marketing, which I do recommend, then you're going to want to have a marketing content planner in the marketing section. The planner should include the topic of the marketing, the format it's supposed to be created in, where it's supposed to be placed, when it's supposed to be placed, who's going to be responsible for creating content, who's going to be responsible for placing the content, and of course, you definitely want to include whether or not the content was actually created and placed according to your plan. It's a lot, but it's really, really important to know all these details for your business. And then the last section that you're going to want to include in your business Bible is your business operations data section. This is a critical part of your Bible because this is what you're going to use to help you make future decisions about what's working and what's not for your business. So in this section, one of the main pieces of information you're going to want to include is a section on your financials. The financials include your monthly, quarterly, and annual reports, things like your profit and loss statements, your income statements, your expenses, your balance sheets. You're also going to want to include your revenue streams list, because these days many businesses have a lot of different ways that they're monetizing their business. For example, if you're an offline retailer but you also have an online store, then you want to be able to know how much each store, the offline versus the online, is bringing in revenue, and which is the most profitable. As another example, if you're running a business that operates solely online, but you sell via Instagram, Facebook, and your website, you wanna know which platform is the one that's driving the most revenue for your business. It's also really important to have a list of your expenses. And I recommend that you have a list of your monthly and annual expenses, including the cost as well as the due dates for each expense. And that's just for helping you to kind of keep track of everything so you know you have a better idea of when money is coming in and when money needs to go out, so you can plan ahead. Business ebbs and flows, and you know, you might need to adjust your spending on, say, advertising to ensure that you have sufficient funds for your an upcoming annual expense that, you know, may be a larger outlay than, you know, your regular monthly expenses. Let's see. And then the last really important section of the business Bible, of the data section, is the analytics part. The analytics section should include a list of the products and services that you offer. It should include information on the actual sales that you're having. It should also have information on the special promotions and offers that you have had in the past, so that you can look at that information and determine the effectiveness of those efforts. You should also have information related to your advertising efforts and the channels that are driving your leads, as well as data about which marketing efforts are driving your sales. All of this data can be collected for the purpose of helping you to make business decisions that can really help to grow your business in the future. And really, the point of the data is to show you exactly where you're spending money that is and is not benefiting your business. So don't skip including the analytics section in your business Bible. Okay, I think that's about it. I mean, I know I've thrown a lot of information at you today, but my intention is to really just get you thinking about organizing your business. And the more organization that you do when you start off your business, the more likely you'll be able to keep up with it and to kind of keep your business organized in the future. And realistically, that's hugely important if you want to be able to streamline your business operations and eventually be able to hire other people to take over some of the other things that you're doing, but also to just be in a better position to grow your business and to really make it thrive. So I hope you will take this to heart. Definitely give it a try. I hope this episode was helpful for you. Leave me a voice message on the Lofty Entrepreneur page on anchor.fm and let me know if you found this helpful. Also, I would love to know what you'd like to hear about in a future podcast. And as always, if you appreciate the information that I'm providing for you, I would appreciate you supporting me and the podcast. You can do that by giving a donation on the anchor.fm page. And I hope you subscribe and just keep keeping up with me. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.